Today is Saturday, February 2nd, year of our Lord, 2019. And as promised, we have Mr. Don Wiskin on the line. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Tim and Rick. And how are you guys today?
Doing
good.
Good.
I take extended by, yeah. I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, shame. Was that a shameful plug? I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel like $1 million. I'm good.
No, I just got a kick out of it. Both of you were saying, oh, yes, I'm taking my Extendivite. Life is good. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And, right. You know, I love this Extendivite. You know, and that's not a plug. I'm just telling the truth. You know, when I run out, I contact you, period. You know, it's that simple. I love this tincture. What I do, folks, I put about a milliliter in my cup of coffee in the morning and one at lunchtime and one at, you know, supper time. And it adds something to the flavor of the coffee. Two, it actually makes me feel better as I'm drinking the coffee. And Don, you might think that sounds weird, but it's the truth.
So, you know, I don't know how people take it, and I mean, if you can put it in your coffee and take it and it still works, well, praise the Lord, because that's all we really care about is the product doing what it's supposed to do for you.
Right. You know, and it's not quite as hot on the tongue, but like I said, you know, folks, you can take the capsules and not worry about any of the heat. You don't taste anything. But I like the tincture. I just prefer it.
Yeah,
so I've got capsules.
Right.
We had a Dr. Sam Serino. He started off on the liquid, and he thought it was good ingredients and it worked well. But then he switched over to the capsules, and last year he said, good product and ingredients kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. And, you know, the funny thing is here in Canada, they're talking about, you know, the Health Canada said you should eat more plant-based food, less meat, less fast food, and drop all of your sugary drinks. And I think they're really starting to get on track, because there was one time I was quite a bit overweight. That's probably one of the reasons I had a heart attack, and I lost all my weight. But I actually followed the 5-2 diet by Dr. Mosley on the internet. I actually caught him on PBS before he got into the 5-2, and he was telling the story how people don't need as many calories as they're telling us we need. And, you know, we could 2 days a week eat 600 calories a day, the other 5 days eat what we want, and we'll slowly start to lose weight. And I'll still never forget the day that I felt like I had lost a lot of weight. I was having a light snack. I had donated some money, so I won a free brownie. I went to eat that brownie, and I had to stand up because my stomach felt so full, and I hadn't eaten hardly anything at all. But it really does work.
Yeah. My problem is I need to gain weight. I weigh 116 pounds. I need to figure out a way to gain it.
I've got 10 pounds you can have.
You know what?
I'd take it right now.
I'm not using them. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Magnesium is very good. Magnesium is, as you guys have talked about 100 times, and even Dr. Joe had talked to you about magnesium a while back, Tim. It really does help with the regular heartbeats, and it's nutrients that your body doesn't get from our diet anymore.
Well, I have been taking it.
If you're magnesium short,
the VA
you're going to be a mess.
Pays for it.
Yeah.
Well, they say we're not getting the magnesium in our diet because it's been depleted from the topsoil since the 20s when they started industrial farming.
Well, I don't want to change the subject at all, but if you look into the Mittleiter gardening process, which we talk about, several times, every time you rotate a crop out, you're going to add Epsom salts back into your beds, which helps with that. So that helps to mitigate the depletion. So, magnesium is something you just, in your diet, is something you've got to keep in mind. If you forget about it, you'll start skipping heartbeats.
Yeah, and I take it every day. But you need like a Biscolite, one of the better quality magnesiums that is easily absorbable, and it works very well.
That's good to know.
Well, can I ask? We hear your ads regularly, but in the ad you list what is in Extendivite, and you know you can try to mix it up yourself, but it isn't worth the effort. But you've got garlic and cayenne, but you've got other things, and I often wonder the other things. I know I remember you said something about milk thistle. And I know that's good for your liver, but I can't remember what else is going on with Extendivite.
Well, we do have cayenne, we do have garlic, and then there's hawthorn. Now, hawthorn, by the German Commission E, is an approved heart tonic, and it does help a lot with the heart. It's probably one of the most important ingredients in there. We have valerian because a lot of people with heart issues, they have anxiety, they have other problems. And so this helps to calm you while the other herbs go to work. The milk thistle you mentioned, that is great for the liver. It is, I think it was 1995, it's the most potent liver rejuvenator known to man. We have ginkgo biloba, which gets more oxygen to the heart and brain. And then we have bilberry, which is very good. It was also used for night vision during the Second World War for the pilots. So First World War? It's very important as part of this overall formulation, which works synergistically to clean out the arteries and strengthen the heart and get you back on track so that, you know, the pollutants that we're exposed to on a daily basis get eliminated from your body. And there's really no other way. I mean, the garlic starts to kill the yeast off in the gut and slowly chelate the heavy metals away from the liver. And, you know, recently, a doctor who thought chelation, which is an EDTA drip, was all quackery. And so he tested 1,700 people. He was backpedaling so fast that you wouldn't believe it. Heart doctors came on and said, oh, we should use this before we go to surgery. But they're not. It would work.
No, they won't do that.
No. But this is the Extendivite is an oral form of chelation, which does a lot of what the EDTA does for a lot less money. But,
it's not as fast as having an IV, but, you know, let's be reasonable. You didn't get unhealthy in a week, and you aren't going to get healthy in a week, but if you get after it, if you start, let's be reasonable here. Summer is going to come, fall is going to come, next Christmas is going to come. The question is, are you going to be any healthier by then? If you get moving now, you certainly can be. I am in my late 60s now. I still work every day and I work hard. And I'm still very strong, not just for my age, but very strong. And but my blood pressure was up a little bit. So they put me on like 25, which is a tiny pill of Atenolol, to put it into the normal. It's 25 milligrams. It's really tiny. the last time I went to the doctor, you know, I've been taking a Stendivite you gave me a while back. My blood pressure was 120 over 65 or 70. And the guy looked at me and I said, they say it, and, you know, I don't know what it means. And I thought, well, what does that mean? Is that good or not? And they go, well, in college, we were told that's what you look for. That's what perfect is. So, ta-da, ta-da, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, gentlemen, I had my open heart surgery where they went in and replaced a valve and rerouted a bunch of blood vessels and all that in 2013. Well, I started taking Extendivite in 2015. Went for a heart catheterization. I guess it's a 5-year checkup or whatever. No problems. They just went to look. And everything was just as clear as could be. They said my heart, the blood vessels around my heart looked like I was 20 years old. So, obviously the Extendivite does something. There was zero collection of any buildup on the arteries or veins or whatever it is they look at. No buildup whatsoever. So that right there tells me this stuff works.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. You know, we talk about the milk thistle. A friend of mine had hepatitis C, and they have a drug out now that helps people to overcome that. He took that drug about, it'd be almost 8 years now, and for the first 5 years, he went and had his liver elasticity tested, and he came in at a 15 when the normal is between, say, 2.4 and 6.2, and it was 15, 5 years in a row, no changes. And then he decided to try the Extendivite. Well, I talked him into it. And he started taking that, and he went for his next test about 7 or 8 months after being on the Extendivite, and he was down to a 7.5 on the elasticity test.
Excellent.
And the doctors, oh, yes. Well, the doctor said to him, well, what'd you do? Quit drinking? Change your diet? And he goes, oh, none of the above. Well, what'd you do? And he says, well, I started taking this Extendivite. And they said, well, we don't know anything about that, which they don't. So, you know, off he goes. He was just visiting today to pick up another bottle because, you know, he likes taking it. And he'll be going for another elasticity test in the next couple of months. And he said he'll let me know what his numbers are then. So, you know, it's really nice. Also, another guy I do a show with out of Scotland, he had a heart attack at 40 years old. Well, he had two, and he was in really rough shape, and he almost came off the air because he was, you know, he just couldn't really, he didn't have the energy
to do it. Didn't have the wind to do it, probably.
And the wind as well, because he also suffers from a little COPD. Well, anyhow, not even a year. He started in March. And in January, he went and had his doctor's visit, and the doctors couldn't find anything wrong with him. And they, you know, they said, well, we know that this can happen. We just don't know how. So he likes to say he's now the known unknown because he's healed himself. And, you know, he's doing a lot more hours on the air again. He's much busier than he was. He's happy as heck. And, you know, he's putting the word out to his listeners as well. Take the Extendivite. It's really good. And this is February. I know I heard you say that earlier, but this is our heart month. February is heart month, and so we put our product on sale so you can buy Extendivite for less. This is the time of year a lot of people start filling up their baskets. They might even take 6 bottles to get them through the whole year because it's a 2-month supply. And already the Amazon sales and the HeartDrop.com sales are doing very well. People are already starting to jump on it. Some people have been waiting for this moment.
Right. Now, I looked at my website this morning before we went on the air, Don, and I noticed that, you know, I've got a link to your product, and I noticed that, you know, even that Amazon thing, I guess it's set up automatically because it reflected the sale price. What is it, $57 and something U.S. now?
$57.50, you know, yes.
Right. And so that's, what, a $12 drop?
From $69.95, right.
Right. So, folks, now's your opportunity. You know, go to ruralsurvival.show and click on the products link, and then you click on Extendivite, and it's right there. You can order it right from our site, or you can go to heartdrop.com and order it from there. Either place gets you the same price. Of course, greedy me and Lori, we want you to buy from ruralsurvival.show, but that's up to you guys. It doesn't make any difference as long as you get the product.
So that's absolutely the way to go. You know, Scotland, interesting place, is if you buy pizza there, before they hand it to you, they fold it in half and deep fry it. So if you know, they've got the highest cholesterol in the world over there. So if you wonder what's going wrong, it could be some of that. I will say something else, too, about, you know, the St. Louis microbrewery / millennial market. We have some of the finest microbreweries here in town of anywhere in the U.S., and the young people just adore spending the afternoon at these microbreweries. They really lean into the milk thistle. it has become the new aspirin of the young people. These people don't go a day without their milk thistle because they're a little concerned about their bad habits. And so, if you're taking Extendivite, not only are you getting the benefit of everything else that's in there, you are also getting the milk thistle, which is a proven liver rejuvenator. So if you're one of those people that, you know, loves to hang out at the winery or the microbrewery, this could certainly help. I'm not suggesting you start going if you're not, but if that's your deal, you know, if you like that kind of thing, Extendivite will certainly help.
Yeah, Rick, they have a anti-hangover drug, and it's made from milk thistle. And what it does is it helps protect your liver from the poisoning caused by drinking alcohol. And it keeps you from getting as much of a hangover the next day, or, you know, if you get a hangover at all from taking the milk thistle. So, yeah, it is. It's very important in the Extendivite, though, because one of the biggest problems we have is our liver becomes overwhelmed with toxins. And we can't get those toxins out any other way. They attach themselves to the sulfur enzyme in the liver and do all kinds of things to, in one case, the fatty phenols that are created by the yeast in the gut. When they get to the liver, they're turned into peroxides, which is not normally a problem. But if your liver can't handle the peroxides, it dumps them back into the arteries, which do more damage than free radicals. And so the garlic has over 70 different sulfur compounds, but 30 of them help to slowly chelate the heavy metals away from the liver. And usually within a couple months, 2 or 3 months, people start noticing an improvement in their complexion because now your blood is actually getting clean and the peroxides are now being turned into water-soluble waste and disposed of like they should be. So it's a well-thought-out formulation. I mean, the idea of, you know, killing the yeast in the gut, getting the metals out of the liver, slowly cleaning the plaque out of the arteries.
I don't want to go chemtrail, but, you know, we're getting sprinkled with aluminum all the time. So whether or not you think you're getting metals, I don't care what you're thinking. You're getting plenty of them. So getting that stuff out of your system or working at it consistently is important. And also, I don't want to go there, but the increased circulation is going to have a certain bedroom effect as well. So that should not be overlooked.
All right, gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Don and Rick, we have a old friend on the line. We've got Dr. Joe in Indiana. Good morning, Doc.
I was wondering,
we're here, buddy. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was just getting a little feedback, but good morning, everybody. Don may recognize me. I'm one of his doctors that takes his product, and I thought I'd share a little bit of my story. Everything Don is saying is absolutely true, and hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately, and I was able to hold it off for a long time. I always maintained good health, did the best I could, but genetics is a very powerful thing, and I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and, you know, I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing. But my friends and I, we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did. And I got to tell you, it does help. My labs for the last number of years come back very good. I've only got one little issue that I'm dealing with right now. And like most people, you know, they have to deal with prostate issues. But Don had brought up a point about heavy metals and things like that. I have a very dear friend I went to medical school with. He's a urologist, and we were talking about things, and he brought up the fact that there's a lot of contributing environmental factors as far as prostate issues, and one of them is the heavy metals. And when Don brought that up, that's when I decided to call and say that Don has done his research, and I enjoy talking to him. In fact, I'll be putting an order in. I'm due for my order, as he probably knows, and I'll be putting another order in. And that product is wonderful. I've been able to keep the blood pressure medication I'm on is actually one of the better ones. It's one of the introductory ones. It's more like I don't want to get too medical. It's called an angiotensin II inhibitor, which is, if you're going to be on one, that's the better one to be on. And I don't take a big dose of it. And my physician is always impressed, because what ends up happening is a lot of these folks that take hypertensive meds end up on cholesterol meds, and they have diabetic issues. But, you know, by the grace of God and that product, I just, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. So I just wanted to endorse, you know, Don. He's a really good guy. He's got a great product, all the things he talks about. And when you do the research, I'm sure Rick has probably talked about it, when you do research about garlic and milk thistle and all those things, you know, that help your circulation. And I even noticed some side effect as far as, I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. In fact, I'm with my dog right now. I'm about to go out on the trail because it finally hit 32 degrees, so we can go out running and things like that. But you got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. And I have told many people. In fact, I just got back from a conference from one of my vendors, who I really, really enjoy. I've known him for over 20 years, and he's got heart issues, and I've been sending pictures of the product, and I think when I put in my order, I want to give him a bottle to get him started, because, you know, some people, it's hard to get people started on preventive-type things like this, you know. So maybe, Don, I would just want to shoot out a suggestion. If Don would think about maybe sample packages, you know, I could, you know, people like us, like I would buy a pack, you know, a set, because I do this with the oil of oregano. I mean, they have little sample packs, and I could get people, my patients, and I could even get my friends started on it. Because like Don says, give me a certain period of time and see what happens. And I'm sure people get hooked after a while. But that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
We'll certainly think about the sample packs, Dr. Joel, but here's one for you. Bell Lifestyle Products. Easy Flow Tea, EZEE Flow Tea, and that will help with your prostate. It's a natural product that you have to boil the water and make your own tea and drink it on a regular basis, and it'll help get rid of prostate problems.
Okay, I will do that. Right now I'm drinking, there's this pure Japanese green tea. And I got to be honest, I've been taking it for a few weeks now, and I've noticed a bit of a difference. I have noticed some difference, so I will do that too.
Yeah, well, the Bell Lifestyle should be right in your health food store somewhere close by, but BellLifestyleProducts.com, and you can read up on the Easy Flow Tea. They have a whole bunch of stuff. He started up around the same time we did in 2000, and he's doing very, very well with it. And it works. I've sent it to a lot of people, and it works.
Oh, great, Don. Thank you so much. I will definitely do that, because I'm really open to this. I have a brother. I don't know if I mentioned this to the guys. My brother's a naturopathic physician. In fact, he teaches at the college in Chicago. So I run a lot of things by him, and I try to incorporate, you know, natural approaches to my patients. I try to give them alternative ideas, and surprisingly, people are, the elderly are like that. They're that generation, I call them the World War II Korean War generation. They're very open to things like that. But anyway, I'll let you guys go. I hear the music. But
all right, well, thank you, Doc.
Okay.
Sure do appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Ladies, thank you. My pleasure.
We've got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today, Saturday, February 2nd, Year of Our Lord, 2019, we're visiting with Mr. Don Wiskin, the owner of Extendovite, and we're getting a lot of good information in right now, and we're learning a lot. Don. This sale goes all the way through the end of February, correct? Oh, Don left. Oh, well, that's okay. Okay, our engineer just said the sale is for the complete month of February. That's good to know. Thank you, Mike. Rick.
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Extendivite?
Couple of years, and I will tell you that it, like I said last time Don was on, I mean, you know, yes, you have to buy it, but chances are you buy vitamins. If it was a choice between Extendivite and vitamins, I would buy Extendivite. At least I know that works.
I agree.
The stuff, I mean, The cayenne and the garlic, if that was all that was in it, I would still buy it because you can tell a difference in your circulation, and if you've got type O blood, I don't want to be bombastic, but if you're a type O person or a type B person, you're going to have issues with yeast. This world is filled with opportunities to overgrow candida, and it just is. Extendivite will help to mitigate that, help to keep that under control. A lot of people suggest that a great number of and boy, we could have used maybe Joe on this one, that Candida, actually out of control yeast is the beginnings of a lot of inflammations and even cancer. I can't substantiate that, that that is what is moving around. That's the rumor. So under no circumstances do you want to allow overgrowth of candida in your system. It's just not good. So Extendivite's going to help with that. Of course, the cayenne for increased circulation is wonderful. I hinted that I was thinking about, making some attempt to kind of mix my own, but it is not worth the trouble.
I agree.
It's too many ingredients to deal with. It's just far more convenient just to get it already made up. That's, in my opinion, that is probably the intelligent way to go.
Yeah, I agree that it is. I mean, I like that tincture, so the first thing I'd have to do is get some Everclear. That's the end of the world. Then the cayenne and the, some of these ingredients I wouldn't even know where to get, like milk thistle seed powder.
Yeah, you can buy milk thistle in most health food stores. They'll have that. Like I say, at that point, I don't know what you're going to be paying for a milk thistle capsule, but
no,
you're missing the other six ingredients.
Right.
Just to what extent, it's like the old adage. They say the millennials, would rather climb a 30-foot high ladder than to do the work that's at the bottom of the ladder. So at some point, it's self-defeating. So
I agree.
I looked at it. I'm not lazy. I looked at it, and it's just not worth the trouble. It's already formulated. It's already balanced. It's already packaged. It's just so much easier just to get the stuff. And if you ask me, you're going to come out ahead anyway, because the movie The Princess Bride, the guy who basically tortures people for a living says, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. At what point,
right?
If it costs you a buck a day, big deal, right? Because
that's all it does cost.
I would not necessarily wait until you're sick to do that. I would probably take it in a preemptive way. You'll have more energy. You'll be able to get out and do stuff that maybe you didn't think you'll. If you've got poor circulation in your extremities, it will help to solve that problem. If you've got palpitations, irregular heartbeat, it will help to solve that. It just does all kinds of things. And then, like I say, if you're one of those people that tends toward, candida, it helps with that, which is, that's a real pain in the neck, is candida, at least in my case. I'm lucky to have type O blood because, you tend to be more athletic than some other people, but at the same time, then you've got the other side of the coin, which means that you're probably going to have a yeast problem at some point. So that's you want to dodge that bullet, when you can, and just taking Extendivite. That's about all I have to do. So,
right. Well, Rick, when I was before I lost my leg, excuse me, folks. I apologize again. I was having pain in my legs walking even a half mile. And I started on this Extendivite, like I said, in 2015. Well, that pain went away right up until I broke my leg, of course. But before, when I was walking, this Extendivite was just tremendous. And that's the main reason I took it. It didn't hurt to walk anymore. I'm totally sold on the circulation into this. And, of course,
well,
taking
I would
it now,
be,
I was just going to say, taking it down just helps in a bunch of ways.
Yeah, I would be, I feel the same way about this product that I guess I do about telling people that they ought to lay their hands on some silver at these prices. I don't, if this was a snake oil situation, I wouldn't touch it. I would not want to,
no.
I wouldn't want to risk my credibility. But, you know, I've been taking this stuff for 2 or 3 years, and I fully intend to continue to take it because it does exactly what they say it does. This is not,
right.
No joke. And, you know, I have no problem telling you guys to get some, especially during the sale. This is the time you're thinking about doing it. This will be the month to do it. And if you've got any health issues whatsoever, you for sure ought to be doing this. If you just take a quick look at your pharmacy prices, you know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that we need to get into the intelligence of doing things in a natural way. You know, that subject has been just worn out. Whether or not you should be going allopathic or whether you should be going homeopathic, natural medicine, that subject has been just beaten to death. But you know, I've got, of course, you know what I'm going to say is that the further away from except for the emergency rooms that we have, the further that you stay away from hospitals, the happier you're going to be. And if this can help you achieve that, well, you know what they say, if you want to stay healthy, stay out of the hospital. If this can help you achieve that,
every time I go to the doggone hospital, I come home with the flu or something.
You're lucky that's all you come home with. And then, of course, there's most people come home with a whopping bill they can't pay. I don't have any problem suggesting that people drink plenty of clean water, get exercise, take Extendivite, that kind of thing, you know, in a preemptive way. If you've got any circulatory issues at all, if you've got any kind of heart issue, circulatory issue, and you know, the great thing about it is there is no way on this planet, I don't think, that you could actually take too much of this stuff. You can't really hurt yourself taking, these are natural, God-made herbs. And, you know, this, in my opinion, is just a safer way to go, a much safer way to handle your situation.
Well, I take double the daily recommended dose because I like the tincture. Doesn't last as long, but I like it. Rick,
no,
I want to flip back on one subject we were talking about earlier. We were talking about people being prisoners. There's one facet we didn't cover that we may need to cover, and that is being prisoners of your own body. I think I can honestly say I'm one of those people.
Right.
Mind works great. Body doesn't work at all, hardly.
There are situations where people have lived out full lives in an iron lung, but you live in a smaller world. And once again, mindset is everything. You know, if they seize
control. That's where I was going to go.
If you allow your brain to be beaten, sequestered and beaten, I don't care who you are, you're finished.
Yeah. I think my main problem, self-analyzing myself, is there are so many things I used to do that I can no longer do. And it's very frustrating. I'm going to go build this, but wait a second. Somebody's got to help me do this or this first, and they got to help me go get some steel, and they got to help me go to the scrapyard, and they got to help me go to the lumber store.
Well,
that's the frustrating part for me.
Well, we were, I don't know. I guess we're changing subjects. We were at Grandparents' Day, and my granddaughter's teacher has scoliosis. Now, the woman is probably in her late 60s, maybe 70, but she's so hunched over, she has a hard time looking you in the eye. And we were talking about that this morning. We were talking about that, and I said, you know, I guess it's unfortunate. However, what it actually winds up doing is forcing humility on you, whereas you don't like it. You don't like having humility thrust upon you, but it's a hell of a lot better than dying never having had any. And once again, life is short. So, even if God forces it on you, it's better than none at all.
Well, yes, and I don't disagree with that. I have found the solution to be, at least temporarily, to change my wants and desires of what I want to do and take advantage of my strong point, which the only strong point I have is my mind.
So you're formulating a prison break. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, exactly.
Well, they can't keep Tim locked up, damn it. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, he's broken out of prisons before, and he'll do it again. Well, yeah, I mean that's the mindset. That's the mindset you got to have. I mean, there are a lot of people out there like me, Tim. If you showed me computer code, I would look at it, and then I would look at you with that deer in the headlight look, because I don't have one single clue what is going on with that. But you do.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about,
using my mind. And
yeah,
guess what?
Stuff I can
I'm making small amounts of money. During the show, I got paid a little bit. And when I say a little bit, it's, you know, less, way less than $50. But,
Hey, I'll bet you'll spend it. So,
oh yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful, actually. But what I'm saying, folks, is just if you're somebody like me that is physically incapable of doing anything but getting up and go to the bathroom, and that's questionable sometimes, you've still got your mind. And if you don't feel like you're very smart, guess what? There's ways to improve that.
We've talked about that repeatedly. I mean, nobody, at the very least, no one can keep you from praying for other people. You can strike blows for the resistance and for God. It doesn't matter what your intelligence level is, what your skill level is. You can have as productive a life as you decide to have, and it is completely up to you. I am going to, and I've said this before, and I apologize. This is not braggadocio, but if I have my oldest son who is about 35, if I have said an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a prayer for this kid every single day of his life for 35 years, I have no idea what 35 times 356 is, but I will be interested at the time of my death to see what that fertilizer did, and maybe they'll let me know. It'll be interesting. But the funny thing is, I don't care what kind of a prison you think you're in, they can't stop that. They can't control that. That is completely up to you. So in a way, Tim, I mean, in a way, you aren't. You're more than equal to a lot of people. There are people out there who have every limb who spend all day long doing terrible things. Now, what good is that, may I ask?
Right. Well, I'm not wasting it all. Right. Now, Rick, I wasn't bringing this up.
I think somebody said there's a caller.
Yeah, that was Mike. Mike, let's go to that caller.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
Doing okay, buddy. How are you doing?
Okay, perfect. Oh, not too bad. I'm waiting on my order of Extendivite to get in. I want to try that out. I suffer.
Here we go.
Suffer from severe sciatica.
Hope you ordered it from me.
You have severe what?
I looked on your website, and I couldn't find a link for it. But I just went to heartdrop.com. But I can still, if I can find it on your site, I can order another bottle. It's not a big deal for me.
Isn't it on the product dropdown?
I didn't see it, no.
Well, you probably have ad blocker turned on. And if you've got ad blocker turned on, you're not going to see it.
That's why. All right. I'll make sure I deal with that. But I suffer from severe sciatica both on at the L4 and L5. Of course, L5, I had to have radioscopy done on L5 to sever the nerve. And then now I'm starting to feel the effects. Now I'm starting to feel the effects on the right-hand side. So I've got to go in. I've had MRIs done. So I want to see how it helps with that. But
I don't know.
And I'll give you a review.
It will increase your circulation.
Well, I'll give you a review once I see how it's doing. But I'm going to give it about probably 2 months. I want to give it about 60 to 90 days because when you try something new, that's generally a time within 3 months you're going to see an effect, if you're going to see anything at all. But the reason I called in was you were talking about the New York legislation with the abortion right up until birth, and then you mentioned the Virginia legislation, which thankfully failed. Wants to be able to keep the baby comfortable after birth until they decide to harvest the organs. Well, this is considered murder, in my opinion. I don't give a damn what anybody else. It's murder. And you mentioned the Bible. You mentioned so let's go to the Bible. And I'm not a religious guy. But by the way, you've in 35 years, you've said 12,460 prayers for your son. If you said one a day for 35 years, that's what you did.
There you go. Thank you.
Well, the calculator there, pull up. Now, I am not a King James guy. I'm not a modern day anything. I always tell people if you go based on the King James, you're getting a very terrible interpretation because the interpretation went from Hebrew and Arabic to Greek, from Greek to Latin, from Latin to English, and now you have a completely different translation because you've translated several times and the words change as time goes on. So if you want the true doctrine, you have to go back to the Hebrew doctrine.
Right?
You have to go back to the Hebrew doctrine.
He is absolutely correct. The interpretations are horrible.
Translate directly from Hebrew into English, and this is what we get. Genesis 5, okay? Speak et demkem, then I'm not even going to try to do the Hebrew. I'll just give you a translation. And surely the blood of your lives will I require from the hand of every beast. I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of the man. Now, in this reference, they're talking about the blood of animals, okay?
Right.
But now we go to Genesis 9:6, and we get this. Whosoever sheds the blood of a man. Now, remember, in biblical terms, man refers to every man, woman, and child.
Man and woman.
Okay? It doesn't differentiate between sex. Okay?
Right.
Whosoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. What this says is that we are bound by God's law.
Okay.
I don't give a damn what the New Testament says. It does not overwrite God's divine law. God's divine law mandates that if a man commits murder, his life must end by the hand of man. He demands retribution. Now, if you take a newborn child and you keep it comfortable until you harvest the organs, you are committing murder. So if you do this, nurses, doctors, physicians, you are a cold-blooded murderer. Care
I'm not sure they care.
Hey, guess what, buddy?
I'm not sure they care.
I agree with
so any of you out there calling yourself Christians, who do this? You?
No, I don't know that. I don't know that they do, but well, that would be right. Well, here I'll riddle you this, Batman. What is Catholics for Choice? What the hell is that supposed to mean? Can anybody tell me? What kind of nonsense can that be? There is no Catholic for Choice. That's madness. It's the same thing.
It is. It is.
You're not allowed that. That's beyond your pay grade. You don't get to choose life and death as a Catholic, period. That's simply not available to you. That's off the board.
And I was watching an interview yesterday. A woman was talking about there's this restriction on contraceptives. What are you talking about? You go into any drugstore and buy condoms and diaphragms and anti-spermicides,
right.
That and the other.
Yeah.
But then again, of course,
right.
You can keep your darn pants on.
Well, you know, here was a joke. Years ago, they said salvo tablets were the best contraceptive, and salvo tablet was a detergent. And they said, well, what are you supposed to do with that? And they say, hold it between your knees, fool, and don't let it fall.
That's right. Absolutely right.
That would work.
Or
it works.
Another one. There's another way. It's called pull out early.
Well, I guess. I suppose. You
for
know,
those who don't want to abstain.
Right. Well,
but there's
look, you know,
reason for abortion. There should never be an abortion, except for the cases of rape. Or the life of the mother is in danger. Those are the only three reasons.
Well, we're never going to get around the situation where young people just fall in love. I mean, every man and woman who is married, I'm married almost 50 years now. I mean, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, my wife and I were all over each other when we were young, but we never had any, you know, we knew from the get-go we were in love and getting married, and that's just a normal situation. But at the same time now, you've got a whole other deal where people literally just go to a bar or something looking for, looking to get lucky for the evening, and this is horrendous. This is not good.
No. We live in a very...
Strange time.
God, we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I would say that's a good... No, that's a good description, yeah. And I do worry. You know, there's a if you haven't seen the movie Book of Eli, you want to look at that. It's Denzel Washington, and it's very interesting. I don't want to ruin it for you. But there is a guy who says, as old as we are the future. And that is a question. As old
all
as
right,
we
guys,
are,
guys, we're
we
done
are
for today.
Oh, I can't believe it.
We are out of time. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and a productive week. God bless America. God rest the souls of Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. And that's it. Bye-bye, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.